Junior grinned and shrugged. That's my papa. Junior, I don't know how you can stand to be around him all the time. I'd find it a little depressing after a while.
Well, he takes long naps.
That would help, I guess. Wallace stormed over to us and stuck his beak in my face. And I'll tell you something else, puppy dog. Me and Junior are on fire patrol tonight, and the last thing we need is to have some jughead dog hanging around and trying to make idle talk. He jerked his head towards Junior. Son, get back on duty. I need to rest my eyes. He whirled back to me. We're busy, so run along. Come back when you can't stay so long. Buzzards on fire patrol? For your information, pal, I'm the head of fire... I stopped talking when I remembered that I had resigned from my post. Yes, sir, fire patrol. Me and Junior have started the Buzzard Volunteer Fire Patrol, and we're watching for fires in the night. See all that lightning over yonder? If any one of them forks of lightning was to hit the ground, we'd have ourselves a prairie fire, is what we'd have. This was pretty funny, but I tried not to laugh. Let me get this straight. You're keeping the lightning from starting a fire? Wallace puffed himself up. That's right, mister. See, I'm the fire chief around here, and I've put out the word. No fires allowed when I'm on duty. No kidding. So you just, what, talk to the lightning? That's right. With this lightning, you have to lay down the law. It ain't a job for the faint of heart, I can tell you that. Watch this. Wallace turned towards the northwest where the flashes of lightning were coming closer. Listen up, y'all, all you lightnings up yonder. This here's Wallace Q. Buzzard, chief of fire patrol. Y'all can twinkle and flash and play around all you want as long as you stay up in them clouds. But the first ranny hand that tries to strike the ground is gonna be in a world of hurt. He turned back to me with a smirk. What do you say now, Pooch? That's very impressive, and it seems to be working. Wallace draped a wing over my shoulder. Pappy, let me tell you something. There ain't many creatures on this earth that want to mess with a buzzard, and that goes double for bolts of lightning. They know what happens when a buzzard gets mad. Do you know what a buzzard does when he gets mad? Let me guess. He throws up on whoever made him mad? That's it, yes. And we ain't talking about rosebuds and apple pie. We're talking about... Right, I've seen some of your work, and I'd rather not discuss it. He patted my shoulder. Good, good. Then we're on the same page, as they say. And you can probably guess what's fixing to land right on top of your head if you don't buzz off and leave me and Junior alone. I backed away from him. You know, Wallace, this has been fun, but I really need to be moving along. It ain't that we're being unfriendly, we just have things to... He didn't have a chance to finish his sentence. Suddenly, we were blinded by a brilliant flash of lightning, followed seconds later by a blast of thunder. It shook the earth and knocked Wallace to the ground. Help! Junior, they're shooting back at us, son. Don't just stand there like a goose. Do something! It took a moment for my eyes to recover from the flash, and when they did, I found myself staring at... Hey, Wallace, you said you were out here scouting for fires? Well, look right in front of you. Wallace picked himself off the ground and peered into the darkness. Darkness that had begun to show a flicker of yellow light, about 5 feet from where Wallace was standing. That ain't a fire! It is a fire, and it's getting bigger by the second. It ain't a fire, dog, because if it was a fire, I would have seen it first. You know why? He tapped himself on the chest. Because the fire chief always finds the fires.